Multicellular organisms like humans, pigs, and plants are made up of collections of different types of cells with specialized jobs to perform. Although all cells in an organism have the same genetic information, they're not all identical in every other way. For example, if you look at this image of this cute little baby pig on the slide, you can see that it has a pink nose, a black eye, little hair sticking out of his head, and each of these structures is made up of different types of cells. And these cells all share the exact same genetic information, but the way that they develop and mature and specialize turns them into different types of cells as the pig develops over time. So different types of cells have different shapes, different sizes, different functions, even different numbers and types of organelles, and other characteristics that make them different from each other. It is necessary for multicellular organisms to have all of these different types of cells because cells play different roles within an organism. For example, the cells in your eye need to be specifically geared to be able to see things, whereas the cells in your toes, for example, have a different function altogether. They don't need to have the ability to see things, they need to have the ability to take in stimuli from their outside environment, to know if you're stepping on something sharp or hot or cold. So because all these different cells in your bodies have different jobs, they develop into different ways. And in this activity, we're going to learn about this process known as cell specialization or differentiation.